Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker is rolling back part of the state's reopening. He's doing so a day after he said COVID infections in the state have, quote, taken off like a rocket. Today, the state reported another 3,600 people have tested positive for the virus. The number of people hospitalized rose to just over 1,550. And the positive testing rate rose again, this time from 5.5% to 5.8%. The governor's move today will bring the state back to the start of Phase 3. That's where we were in early October. While the move is far from a total shutdown, it does mean more restrictions starting Sunday. WBUR's Statehouse reporter Steve Brown joins us from Beacon Hill. Steve, what kind of restrictions are we talking about?
Well, mostly, Lisa, it means fewer people are allowed in locations. For example, restaurants have been able to operate at half capacity. That's now being rolled back to 40%. Same rollback, 50% to 40% for arcades, indoor and outdoor recreational businesses, museums, libraries, retail and office spaces. Some businesses must shut down again, indoor theaters, performance venues, and higher contact indoor recreation. In announcing the rollbacks, Governor Baker said the rate Massachusetts residents are getting infected and the rate that they are needing medical care is not sustainable and will put the state's health care system at risk.
We learned a lot about COVID back in the spring, and we learned, among other things, that everybody has the ability to stop the spread. Wearing masks, staying home, avoiding informal social gatherings, distancing, good hygiene. Those should be, by this point, pretty familiar words to most people here in the Commonwealth.
And the governor, Steve, is also expanding the mask requirement. Also, I'm wondering if you can tell us how much of this is a requirement versus guidance, but it especially has to do with wearing a mask at a restaurant. Tell us about the changes there.
Yeah, they really want you to wear a mask. They know, you know, it's really hard. You can't penalize people. They're really just putting out that guidance. Wear the mask. As of Sunday, you're supposed to wear a mask or face covering at work all the time. The only exception is if you are in an enclosed office or workspace with no one else present. The state's also encouraging businesses to close break rooms or other places where people may congregate. Now, if you've dined out, you've needed to wear your mask while walking to your table. But once you're seated, you could take off your mask. Now, you won't be able to do that anymore. You're expected to wear your mask while seated and only take it off while actually eating or drinking. They're also reducing the number of people who can sit at a table from 10 to 6, and restaurants must set a 90-minute time limit on the tables.
What are the restaurants themselves saying about the restrictions?
Yeah, our colleague Adrian Ma has been calling around. He spoke with Stephanie Burke, the co-owner of Lenny's Hideaway in Cohasset. She says they'll go along with whatever restrictions the state requires.
Restaurants are kind of the first line of defense when it comes to enforcing a lot of these restrictions. In addition to having to do their job, they're going to have to make sure that people are following these rules. And that just puts an extra strain, you know, on our staff. I know that we will have to have at least one other person probably there just to make sure we're enforcing those rules.
Now, at the same time, the governor reiterated restaurants are not the driving force of this spread. The biggest driver, he says, are personal behaviors, people gathering in close proximity without masks. So 12 days after Thanksgiving, the state is bringing back some restrictions.
Steve, the changes announced today come after several mayors pressed the governor to take some additional action. But in truth, for several communities, this really isn't much of a change, is it?
No, almost 60 communities have been held up in Phase 3, Step 1. They either never moved up to Step 2 or did so, but were forced back because the infection rates in those communities were just too high. Some cities like Boston and Somerville just chose to stay at Step 1 as a precaution. Now, the governor points out that communities do have the ability to implement stricter restrictions on their own, more than what the state has, if they want.
It seems the governor is still getting some criticism about maybe not doing enough. State Democratic Party Chair Gus Bickford issued a statement this afternoon saying that Governor Baker, quote, made the decision to halt certain inpatient medical care, but is allowing casinos to remain open. He said the governor took extremely modest steps and only when pressured. What did the governor say about weighing the two competing goals here, to stop the spread but try to keep the economy going?
Yeah, it has always been a balancing act. The governor got a bit emotional when he said that back in the spring, the only reason he shut everything down was because there were no rules and no guidance about work, and it was incumbent on the state to just stop.
That had a calamitous impact on people who didn't have MBAs or MPHs or the ability to do their job from home, or were white-collar workers or worked in finance or accounting or law. The people who really got creamed by that were the people who actually have to get up and go to work somewhere. And I think a lot about that when I think about these decisions. And I also think about it a lot when I think about personal behavior. These decisions might seem easy to some people who don't have to live with them, but they don't feel that easy to the people that do. And we should never forget that.
Now, we will be hearing from the governor much more this week. Tomorrow is expected to outline the state's plan to distribute the COVID vaccine. Those vaccines should begin to be distributed to folks at long-term care facilities and healthcare workers beginning next week.
And we know you'll be following along. Thank you very much, WBUR's Steve Brown at the State House. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Lisa.